Paul, how do you call chickens? I don't know, but we always call turkeys. Peter-pee, peter-pee, peter-pee. It's a strange thing. Now, very few people, I don't know why we would do that. I raise turkeys. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how you call chickens. How do you call chickens?
Some people say chick, 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 chick.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what we would do.
And do you whistle for mules like horses?
Yeah, same way.
Mm-hmm. And would you explain how you get it? Do you remember wagons and buggies?
Not too much.
Do you remember, for example, the different parts of the wagon?
Not much. I wouldn't be, I don't think I'd be very good for you there.
I was wondering, a wagon wheel.
The hub.
And then the
wagon spokes.
And then around the top of the spoke.
I don't know what you do, the rim that went on the very edge, I mean, outside, and I don't know what that was called.
Did you ever, this fella or feller sound?
No, I don't know.
That's another fascinating.
Well, that's a strange word for it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I can't.
Wonder what, you have no real idea what it is?
No, and some areas it's feller. Mm-hmm. They are clearly there, other areas it's just feller. In plowing, do you remember?
I don't know enough about plowing to help you on that.
And how about two mules or two horses or two oxen? What would be a good term for?
Well, we always just had a team of mules. When we said a team of mules, that would just be two with us. Mm-hmm. And
was pair used very much?
Pair mules. And of course, they always went together. I mean, by that, there was an affection and bond between the two that always worked together. Mm-hmm. You pair mules, that's right. You'd get a nigger and you'd furnish him and get him a pair of mules.
Did you ever see wagon wheels fix other than squeak through the process of...
Oh, the greasing them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what term I would apply to that.
You remember the stuff they put on?
Axle grease. I don't know what that was.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever know, say, colored people using anything other than axle grease?
No, not to my knowledge. I wouldn't know.
And the single tree, double tree?
I remember those. The terms were used, of course.
Mm-hmm. And different kinds of roads. As roads improved, how would they...
Well, it was the... We spoke of the rock road. I remember when the rock roads came through. The prairie always had a town with its roads. You see that? People, these plantation homes were built in town because they couldn't stay out of that muddy prairie. I may have told you that.
Mm-hmm.
Transportation was very difficult. And when they finally got more roads with gravel, they spoke of the rock roads through here.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife's uncle had the first concrete road. He was... commissioner, in this section of the country down from Tupelo, they always teased him, by his farm. So the paving was late coming to the countryside, of course. Mm-hmm. We spoke of the rock roads,
mm-hmm.
and what else?
Was blacktop?
Blacktop came, of course, and we have blacktop.
Was that an intermediate or the ultimate?
That was intermediate.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And... Yeah.
If you had a country home and it was some distance, say a quarter mile, half mile from the public road, what was that that connected the home to the road?
The road that went up to the house?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it had a designation.
What is a lane?